stoppage that has been precipitated by the outbreak of this virus, COVID-19, and we see many small businesses are going to fail. Lots of programs announced, lots of plans put in place, but the IDC, now this is their job. Their job as the Industrial Development Corporation, it's a state entity, is to invest in potential growth businesses. And they've, you know, had mixed success in recent years because they're expected to take more risk, perhaps, than commercial banks are expected to take. But the IDC is saying it's committed about 3 billion rand to the objective of helping distressed businesses and to prop up some ailing sectors of the economy. TP Ndjojo is the chief executive at the Industrial Development Corporation. TP, how do you decide between the businesses that you support, the businesses that you need to let go in a time like this? Because capital is going to become incredibly scarce, and you don't want to be throwing good money after bad.
Good evening, Bruce. That's a very difficult question, but I suppose if you consider that, you know, the IDC's balance sheet is spread across all sectors. I mean, we have investments in the automotive sector, in coal, in platinum, and so on, manganese, and agriculture, and tourism, and so on. We have to do something. We have to try and support some of these sectors through the difficult times. But to your question, surely one of the criteria that we will be considering is that the companies that will be supported under this initiative should have their fundamentals still pretty much promising. In other words, the distress that they are suffering should not be a consequence of, you know, inefficiencies and mismanagement and so on. So there has to be a measure of confidence that post this period, such businesses could continue to emerge and be viable going forward.
But the difference between identifying which companies are going through liquidity constraints, in other words, cash flow problems, and which ones are fundamentally dead in the water.
Well, we'll have to do our evaluation with each and every case that comes our way, isn't it? I mean, if you think about the fact that you know, South Africa is so well connected, heavily connected to the world economy. I mean, almost 48% of the of our exports go into countries that are at the moment in lockdown across major economies of the world, whether you're talking the EU, China, India, US, and the United Arab Emirates, and so on. I mean, already the IMF is talking deep recessions in these economies into the foreseeable future. So yes, companies are going to come under stress, but we have to apply business principles to evaluate the fundamentals and be able to say, look, here is a manganese company that supplies into China. It has been doing so over the past number of years. Surely what is being interrupted now is its supply chain, and that supply chain, by God's grace, will be restored post this particular crisis. And so a business like that would be favorably looked at by the IDC.
Who is going to qualify for assistance? I mean, what are, again, it's a case-by-case basis, but broadly speaking.
Broadly speaking, yes, We're talking here, one, Bruce, the enterprises have to be within the mandate of the IDC. In other words, in agro-processing, forestry, and so on, they have to be in mining, they have to be in manufacturing, and the kind of services sectors that we support, like tourism, as well as infrastructure sectors, including energy supply. So they have to be within the mandate of the IDC. Two, they have to be, they can be existing clients or new clients to the IDC. In the third instance, I've said that the business surely has to have its fundamentals right and therefore impacted primarily in a negative way by the pandemic, not necessarily in distress as a consequence of mismanagement and so on. So the upper limit of what we are proposing is that each enterprise would qualify to a maximum of 100 million rand. But as you can imagine, Bruce, it will depend on the sector. Certain sectors might be far smaller amounts, maybe other sectors in the upper limit of that cap. And so we also have to make sure that we check for double dipping. You know, government has also announced other schemes like by the Small Business Ministry and so on and so on. So we have to ensure that people do not game the system and double dip. Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, the opportunity for fraud. We see so many charlatans and shysters out at the moment. TPN Giorgio, thank you. Chief Executive at the IDC, the Industrial Development Corporation. Absolutely pivotal, of course, that institutions like the IDC step into the breach. But you get bust. And, people are going to try and double dip. People are going to try and game the system. And if you are bust, I hope they shut you down, chuck you in jail, and throw away the key.